We have a special guest with us here today, Jason McGuire. Jason, I was going to say you are the director of, but I know name change has come here recently, and so kind of give us the name of the organization. It used to be New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. But now it is...
That is correct. We're now simply known as New York Families. New York Families.
New York Families. And Jason, you are... could we call you a Christian lobbyist, or is that a little bit too much of a stretch?
This is your day. You can call me whatever you want. Right? No worries. You know, I'm a Christian lobbyist. I represent Christian interests in Albany and with your congressional delegation in D.C. But really, I'm a preacher at heart, and we just love taking biblical principles into halls of legislative power and reminding them, really, who is the one who is holy forever.
And it's not just about politics. You're kind of a changer, a minister in that arena. It's incredible to hear. Like, there's Bible studies with our lawmakers in Albany.
Yeah, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., we have a legislative Bible study. It is the biggest it has ever been in over 4 decades of doing it. So we're just pleased to see God's bringing out Democrats and Republicans to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's neat. Jason is part of our Capital Connection that is heard every week, along with Michael Gear in Pennsylvania. Jason... talk a little bit to the audience here at Family Life, because you are someone that they recognize the voice because you're on every week. But as you see the value of Christian radio, in your field of work and even personally.
Well, I'll tell you personally, I would not be in this field of work were it not for Christian radio. Mm-hmm. You know, I've shared in the past that I was sitting as I was a pastor of a church in Naples, New York, in my study listening to an interview with my predecessor that God used to draw me to this ministry, and that was on Family Life. Mm-hmm. So I so appreciate the fact that every dollar that comes into this ministry may be funding the future people that God is going to use in places of influence around the state or around the nation or the world, who knows. So it matters to me, and I'll tell you, as a dad, it matters to me, because we grew up on all the stuff that you hear about. I mean, we grew up on The Adventures in Odyssey, and we grew up in all those programs, so much so that when I first came on board with this organization, we drove out to Colorado to meet with Focus and the family. My kids got to go to Wits End. They knew exactly what it was. But, you know, from a news perspective, from the issue perspective, it matters. Because where else are you going to go where you're going to hear the truth presented from a biblical worldview? You just don't hear that in many places, and there's so much stuff out there today that you need trusted sources that can deliver to you what is true and can say it from the lens that God is in control. That matters.
Jason, I was going to ask, just how do Christians navigate this bumpy path? Because whether it's in church or during the week, after they've been fed the Word of God, they're not going to come up against everybody who agrees with everything they say. As a Christian, you're right in the middle of the whole thing. How do you advise them to navigate those bumpy waters and bumpy paths?
Yeah, there's days I feel like I don't meet anybody who agrees with me. You know, my ministry, we live in the Rochester area, so we don't live in Albany. And one of the reasons for that is I want to get out and I want to be with other people that do think like me to help keep that check there. And that arms me to go back into the battle, to go back into the fray. And the first thing I tell people is buckle up. You know, we're living in a post-Christian society in many ways today. People do not share the biblical worldview. And so what an opportunity we have to go forth and to be able to declare what is true and what God says about these things. Mm-hmm. So I love that opportunity. But you got to be with people. One, they're going to help you to have that knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then they got to embolden you and give you the courage and empower you to go out and do it. That's what our organization is all about. I believe that's what Family Life is about as well.
Jason, it's kind of interesting. So many radio stations across the land have given up on news reporting, and even Christian radio stations doing special features from a biblical worldview becoming less and less and less. And here at Family Life, we've invested a lot in a news department to be able to do that. How important is something like that for what you do there in Albany?
You know, there was a time where I I didn't have TV at home, to be honest. And I thought, you know, I'm missing out on something. And so we subscribed to TV. I started watching the news, and I was not missing anything. I mean, your news department was filling in all of the news that I needed to hear and giving it to me in a way that it was more palatable, and it was just better for my spirit. You know, I know people that sit in front of news TV stations all day long, and it just drains their spirit. Mm-hmm. But you can listen to the news on Family Life, and you can hear what's going on, and then you can have your heart lifted up, and you can go back and go into the world and do what needs to be done for the glory and honor of our Lord. So I so appreciate the fact that you invest in excellence, and you invest in news, so that believers around the state of New York and Pennsylvania, wherever they're listening on the web, can really know what's going on from a biblical perspective.
How would you encourage, as you have a chance right now with a microphone in front of you, how would you encourage listeners right now to say, this is important, what you're hearing on Family Life, what God is doing, and how God is using Family Life, and how would you encourage them today?
Well, I would say, you know, I'd say this, that there's nowhere else you can go where you can hear this kind of information, where your spirit can be lifted up this way. You know, we've alluded to it in TV and other formats, you can't. So if you want it to remain, if you want it to be here, then listeners need to engage today. That's not a high-pressure tactic. That's just the fact of life. Mm-hmm. We know everything's going up. Everything's costing more. That's true for radio, for broadcasts, as it is for anything else. So I would encourage people to get to that phone and just pick up that 800-927-9083.
All right.
Jason, I was just going to ask you to do that, and you did it. You gave out the phone number. You're encouraging people to get involved, and that is something. We appreciate the ministry. I love listening to Capital Connection because it keeps me up to date on what is happening and what we need to be aware of and praying for, and appreciate what you do on the front lines there in Albany with the state government.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate working with all the consummate professionals here, from Bob Price and everyone else and all the other departments here at Family Life.